Progress to In-Lab Diagnostics, A Personal Perspective by Sarah Brenica, MBA RPSGT. As a sleep lab operations director, I see progress to in-lab diagnostics as the moment my field finally grows into clinical importance. For too long, sleep medicine has been trapped in episodic test-centered workflows that undervalue the impact that those working in the field can have on chronic disease. This pillar represents a deliberate shift toward value creation, moving from reactive referrals to proactive population health management. By identifying high-risk cohorts such as patients with OSA and cardiometabolic disease, safety-sensitive workers, and perioperative patients, we can intervene earlier, follow patients longitudinally, and measurably improve outcomes. Just as importantly, aligning our care models with value-based contracts and quality incentives allow clinical excellence and financial sustainability to reinforce one another rather than compete. Integration is the operational backbone of this transformation. Group-based visits, clinical sleep educators, advanced practice providers, APP-led follow-ups, and expanded roles for technologists allow us to scale care without burning out physicians. Circadian medicine and structured use of consumer wearables reposition sleep not only as treatment, but as prevention and performance optimization. Remote patient monitoring, telemedicine, and EHR optimization move sleep care beyond the walls of the lab and clinic, enabling continuous engagement rather than episodic touchpoints. These are not fringe innovations. They are practical, low-lift ways to expand access, improve adherence, and integrate sleep medicine seamlessly with primary care, cardiology, pulmonology, surgery, and inpatient services. What ultimately defines the progress to in-lab diagnostics is measurement. Time to diagnosis, treatment initiation lag, PAP adherence, readmissions, and perioperative complications are no longer abstract quality metrics. They are the proof points that sleep medicine reduces total cost of care and improves lives. Continuous quality improvement, disease-specific care pathways, and technology-enabled decision support allow us to refine care with precision. As practices mature from entry to sustaining models, revenue becomes more predictable, teams become more resilient, and patients remain engaged over time. In this framework, sleep medicine is no longer a transactional diagnostic service. It becomes an indispensable longitudinal driver of modern healthcare.